For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michelle. Fanny Mendelssohn lived from 1805 to 1847 and was the older sister by 4 years of Felix Mendelssohn. Her general and musical education into adolescence was practically identical to that of her brother. The two talented children studied piano and composition and analyzed the works of Bach and Beethoven. They probably worked up their musical idiom together, very likely with Big Sister leading the way. Felix showed everything he wrote to Fanny for her comments and advice throughout his life, but her father, who encouraged Felix's professional aspirations, forbade Fanny to perform for fees or to have her music published. Her first songs appeared in a collection of her brother's and under his name. Felix wrote about them, "There is music that seems to sum up the very soul of music itself, and so it is with these lieder. I know no better music than this." Both her father and her brother held that professional work had no place in the life of a woman of their class and status, and believed that Fanny's responsibilities were to home and child rather than to art. Nevertheless, she continued composing, and her works were performed at the Gala Sunday musicales she organized and directed in her home. These concerts became a Berlin institution and were attended by the great writers, artists, and musicians of the day, as well as by high society. Fanny met her husband-to-be, the painter Wilhelm Hensel, when she and Felix went with their parents to see an exhibit of his paintings. It was love at first sight. They wanted to become engaged at once, but Fanny's mother was skeptical of the artist's ability to support a wife and wanted the couple to wait and wait. Their secret engagement went on for nearly 6 years while Wilhelm was in Rome. Finally, Fanny's mother came to understand the love between the two. Fanny and Wilhelm were married in 1829 when Fanny was 23. At the age of 40, Fanny Hensel summoned up the courage to defy her father and her brother and accepted an offer from a Berlin publisher for her compositions. In fact, two rival publishers had bid for her work. Only a few pieces were printed. She died at age 41. The greater part of her output is unpublished to this day. Her body of works includes songs, works for piano, music for organ, chamber music, choral works with and without orchestra, and an overture for orchestra. The manuscripts remained in the hands of her family, who kept almost all from public view for several generations. It is only in recent years that many of these pieces have come into the light. We're listening to her string quartet in E-flat major, written in 1834. Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March on KMFA.